We're holding by the Mishnah on Ayin Hey Amud Beis. More talk about tznoyim, about conditions in Gittin. Mishnah says, Harege Gittich, a man says to his wife, here's your get, Amanas Shetasham Shiyas Abba, and it'll take effect on condition that you serve my father, serve him food, whatever, or Amanas Shetanikiyas Bini, or on condition that you nurse my son.
Meaning
in other words that, for example, they're getting divorced, they have a newborn baby, let's say. He wants to make sure that there's arrangements for the baby to be nursed. He doesn't want to have to spend money on a wet nurse or whatever. So he says the get is conditional on her nursing him. So the question is, how many many kase? How long does she have to nurse him for the tonight to be? Yeah. Stash on him, 2 years. Rabbi Yehuda says 18 months. Which actually, we have the same machlokas in Ksubas as well. It's a more general machlokas, what's the normal amount of time that a woman is expected to nurse a baby? We talk about a bear in Ksubas in connection with one of the things a woman is expected to do for her husband is to nurse the baby, rather than having to spend money on a wet nurse or whatever they had as formula or whatever in those days. And again, you have the same machlokas with a 24 or 18 months.
The Tamshia Shabbos, that can go indefinitely.
Okay, so wait. Okay, well, that's what we're going to talk about. That's what we're going to talk about in the Gemara. How long you need in order. Mesa ben osha mesa av. What if during that time the son dies or the father dies? How does it get? Then it's still a valid get. Now, so Rashi learned that implicitly, Tosis explains the implicit of it is there has to have at least been some amount of time that she served the father or nursed the baby in order for it to be a valid get. Then we can say, fine, we ignore the rest of the time. As opposed to, according to Rashi, if she had not done it at all, if the baby died or the father died before she ever had a chance to do it, then it wouldn't be a get. Tosfos learns differently. Tosfos learns that even in that case, we mentioned the other day, when we started talking about Tznayim the other day, we talked about the idea that he makes the Tznay with Sa'ura in order to cause her trouble. That was the 200 Zuz thing, for example. There can also be, we also talked about over there in connection with Nadarim, and implicitly we're going to have it in the Gemara over here. There's also the matter of laharvacha, not so much where he's doing it in order to burden her, but just because he needs the thing done. He needs somebody to serve his father, and he doesn't want to spend money on a home health care aide or whatever. He needs somebody to nurse the baby. He doesn't want to have to hire a wet nurse, etc. As opposed to the 200 zuz, for example, it's not necessarily he needs the 200 zuz. He just wants to make life hard for her. Therefore, Tosfos says this kind of thing over here is laharvacha. He needs somebody to nurse the baby. He needs somebody to take care of his father. Therefore, if the baby or the father dies, what's the difference? Even if she didn't do any part of it, nevertheless, though, the tnai should be bottled on that basis. Incidentally, by the way, we were talking the other day, can you be mevatel with tnai or not? I said you can, but it turns out it's actually not so simple. There are rishonim who say that for one thing, if both of them mutually agree to be mevatel with tnai, they can. But there's also, the rosh makes a distinction between the slitzahora and laharvacha. That if it's a tnai, not really the tzura laharvacha, no, actually the rosh makes a different distinction. Is it a tnai that's for her benefit or not? A tnai, for example, like we'll learn later on, on Ayin Vav, where he says that this get will take effect if I don't return within 12 months or within 30 days or whatever it is, that's for her benefit, so she doesn't just sit there indefinitely. That kind of thing you can be mevatel. A tnai that is not for...
Within
the 12 months you can be mevatel. Yes, but a tnai that's for his benefit, whether it's Lotza Ora or Lahavacha, that you can't be mevatel, the Rosh says. Anyway. Now, another case. Amanas Shetasham Shiyas Abba Shtei Shanim. What if he says, on condition that you serve my father for 2 years, Amanas Shetanikiyas Bini Shtei Shanim, or in the case of the nursing, he specifically mentions 2 years. Then, Mesabena, Shamar Ab Efsi, Shaloib Shamsheni, Bach, Shaloib Bach Pada. So then, if the son dies during that time, if the baby dies, or if the father says during that time, I don't want her to serve me, and it's Shaloib Bach Pada, it's not, she didn't do anything to get him mad. So therefore, it's not her fault that she's not ending up working for him for 2 years. He just doesn't want to have her around. No, Rashi says how much more so if she got him mad, then you could, the commissioner says, ain't a get. In that case, it's not a get. So Mela, if she had gotten him angry and therefore he says, you know what, I don't want you to serve me.
He keeps the child? No.
It doesn't really matter. It could be that he remarries and then he has his new wife taking care of the child. That's really neither here nor there. I mean, we learned from Ksubas that ordinarily the children stay with the mother until 6 years old, but whatever, that's, we're not getting into that right now. We're talking about specifically the nursing. So the first part of the Mishnah, he didn't mention an amount of time. So 2 years or 18 months to coin servihood. And if the baby dies during that time, again, according to Rashi, she nursed him for at least 1 day, or according to Tosfos, that's not even necessary, then it's okay. The desire has been fulfilled, and the get is a get. Now we're saying he specifically mentioned 2 years. So now, if during that time the baby died, or if during that 2 years the father said, I don't want her to serve me, and if Shaloi Bahakpada, it's not that she did anything to upset him, he just on his own voluntarily says, I don't need her, ain't a get. It's not a get. Why? Because the Tanai hasn't been fulfilled. Now, so Rashi points out the Shaloi Bahakpada is even if she didn't do anything to get him upset. Never. So it's totally not her fault that she can't do it. It's the father's volition. That she's not serving him. Nevertheless, ain't a get because the fact is that tonight wasn't fulfilled. How much more so if she had gotten him upset, and therefore he's saying, you know what, I don't want you around. How much more so wouldn't be a get because then she had a part in making it not happen. Rav Shimon Gamliel says no. In that case, it would be a get. She didn't get him upset. It's not her fault that it didn't happen. Therefore, it's still a valid get. In fact, Rav Shimon Gamliel said a general rule. Call akava she'ena himena, any akava, any delay or any hindrance, that's the right word, thank you, any hindrance that's not because of her, I raise a get and it remains valid yet. The Tosfos distinguishes over here between the case we had the other day about if he says, I want 200 zuz, and then he says, I'm loichol it. The difference is, he originally intended to receive it, and now he says, I don't need them, so the fact is, the Tanai hasn't been Mekayim, hasn't been Mekayim. Again, over here, you have the situation is over here that it's a matter of Havrocha, it's a matter of he needs this thing accomplished, and to the extent that it could be accomplished, it's been accomplished. Okay, so the Gemara says, Umibra Inin Kula Hai. So you're telling me you need her to nurse for 18 or 24 months in order for the Tanai to be fulfilled? Or do you mean, I have a contradiction. Braisa says, she mashed a yomechad if she served the father for 1 day, or hanikas a yomechad, she nursed the baby for 1 day, how is it get? Then it's already a valid get. Fine. We learned the other day about the istlis, that the Chachamim say the istlis itself has to be given, otherwise it's no get. Rav Shimon Gamliel says she can give him the value of it instead. Same thing over here. Rav Shimon Gamliel, So what would it be then? The Vahar of Shimon Gamliel must nissin. Rav Shimon Gamliel, Vahar of Shimon Gamliel must nissin. Wait. Like Hashem Rabban and Vahar of Shimon Gamliel. Must nissin of Shimon Gamliel or Raisa Rabban. Our Mishnah that says that she has to do the full 24 months is according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. When he says that in the case of the Ithlis, there it turned out Rav Shimon Gamliel was maple. He said instead of the Ithlis, she can give him the money. But the point is, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, the main thing wasn't to be Mitzahar her. You dafka have to give me the Ithlis or nothing. He just meant I want the value of it. As long as she gives him the value, it's accomplished. Here, we're not talking... No. The Chum said no, but listen. The point is, if we say our Mishnah goes according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, what we'd be saying is like this. Rav Shimon Gamliel would be saying, unlike the case of the 200 zuz, this is a matter of harvacha, this is a matter of he needs the baby to be nursed, he needs his father taken care of. Therefore, as long as the baby needs to be nursed, it needs to be nursed. Nursing him for 1 day is not going to accomplish what he's after. Taking care of his father for 1 day is not going to accomplish what he's after. Therefore, no good. So it comes out he's machmir in this case. Whereas the braisa that says that 1 day is enough would be according to the rabban. According to the rabban, because according to the rabban, it had to be the itzlis. So the same thing here, it has to have to be all you need is that the letter of the Tanai with the Skyim. In that case, that comes out of the Chumrah, because you need actual Ithilis rather than the value. Here it comes out of Chula. The letter of it is you should serve her or you should nurse. She did it 1 day, fine, she's accomplished it. There is a bit of a discussion. I mean, we'll continue with the discussion. We'll see. It's not so simple. But there is a lot of discussion among the Rishonim who the halacha is like. We learned yesterday that ordinarily, whenever Rav Shimon Gamliel says a halacha in the Mishnah, usually the halacha is like him, with three exceptions. This isn't one of the exceptions. So there are Rishonim, Tosfos, and others who say that indeed the halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel in our Mishnah. Rav Shimon Gamliel has said Kazeh Get, that is, in the case where not the whole Mishnah, the Gemara is going to say in a second, the whole Mishnah does not go like Rav Shimon Gamliel, but in the case of where he said 2 years, and the father said, you know, before the 2 years are up, you know what, I don't need her, there are Rishonim who say the halacha would be like that. There are, on the other hand, the Rif says that no, the Rif says that this is another exception, the halacha indeed would be like a Chachamim. therefore that doesn't matter. If he said 2 years and then the 2 years weren't finished, then no good. Hold me to say for Reb Shimon Gamliel Havi, but look, in our Mishnah, you have Reb Shimon Gamliel is arguing. The Tanakama had said that ain't a get, and Reb Shimon Gamliel says kazeh get. We call the Reisha Lab Reb Shimon Gamliel. Obviously, the Reisha cannot be like him.
Because
the Sefer is. And you can't say that, I mean, there's no way to answer it, that maybe Chasurim Machzorah or any such thing, don't you? Ella Bryce Reb Shimon Gamliel, the make of it tonight. So no, rather we should say the other way around. The Bryce goes according to Reb Shimon Gamliel, who is Makel in the matter of the Tznai. Just like, again, by the Itzvilis, he says it doesn't matter if it's the actual Itzvilis, as long as it's a value. As long as you have any Harvacha, then you're good. So fine, 1 day of Harvacha is good enough. Machnis and Rabbanan, whereas our Mishnah would be according to the Rabbanan, who say by the Itzvilis, you'd be the actual Itzvilis. And therefore, therefore, the same thing over here, he needs the full 2 years or whatever.
The ratio is...
The ratio of our Mishnah then would be like the Rabbanan. And the Sefer is like Reb Shimon Gamliel, of course, and the Braisa is also like Reb Shimon Gamliel. Rav Amar Loi Kasha, Rava says, no, I have a different answer. There's no contradiction between the Mishnah and the Braisa. Kan b'stam, kan b'refarish. Once our Mishnah is that he just said, I need you to nurse the baby. I'm making a tenai that you need to nurse the baby. So then that's the stam. He didn't say an amount. So how long is the baby nursed for? Normally 2 years or 18 months. The Braisa is when he said explicitly 1 day. And Tosfos says the point of that would be, though, that if he mentioned 1 day, unlike in the Mishnah, remember, Tosfos had learned in the Mishnah that if she never even had a chance to nurse the baby because he died beforehand, then it's still a valid get because he didn't say any amount. But if he, in the Braisa, if he specifically said 1 day, she has to do at least that 1 day. Otherwise, no get.
Right.
Okay. That's the point. The Tosfos says that's the point. You would think he was he tried to make things so much easier for her. Instead of saying you have to nurse him open-ended where it should be two years normally, instead he's specifically saying 1 day. You would think maybe if she didn't have a chance to do the 1 day, nevertheless, no, that's the chiddush. Rav Ashi, I'm a kol stam namik in mefarish. No, Rav Ashi says no, a different answer. The Braisa is talking about the stam. The Braisa is you're right, the Braisa, just like Rava says, not like Rava says, the Mishnah is the stam and the Braisa is the Mefarish, where he said 1 day. No, Rav Ashi says if you say stam, if you don't specify how long, then it's the equivalent of saying 1 day. Because you just said, I want you to nurse the baby. You didn't say for how long. So it doesn't have to be the total amount of time the baby has to be nursed. 1 day. And you've already accomplished the tonight. So how is Rav Ashi going to explain the Mishnah? That we'll get to soon. Rav Ashi points out, by the way, that means Rav Ashi is not really coming to answer the question how the Mishnah and the Braisa contradict each other. Rather, Rav Ashi is telling us, I disagree with Rava. Rava wants to say that there's a difference between Stam and Mefarish. I say there's no difference.
It's always 1 day.
It's always 1 day. Yeah. It's always however long you specified. If you specified, or if you didn't specify, then it's 1 day. Okay, let's look at the Mishnah. Kamein imkalsi sheishanim rebiyodam shnei asa 2 years or 18 months. Mishnayim l'rava nicha. So according to Rava, it's easy to understand what the Mishnah is saying. That the Mishnah is saying he didn't specify, therefore it has to be the full amount. The Brai says he specified 1 day, so 1 day. El Rav Ashi, l'mal l'sheishanim, l'mal l'shmei asa chodesh. According to Rav Ashi, why do you need the 2 years or 18 months? B'yom echatzadi, 1 day should be enough.
Because
that's all. Never mind the baby dying. The baby dying is a separate thing. Even if the baby is still alive, even if he's perfectly capable of nursing him. According to Rav Ashi, if in the Mishnah he said, Amanas shetcham shiyas avas shetunikiyas b'ni, all she has to do it for is 1 day, and that's it, to get his child.
Why can't it be more?
Why should it happen? Exactly. Why should the Mishnah be saying that she has to nurse him for 2 years? The answer is, Hakakama, Yom Echad Mishtei Shonim. No, the mission doesn't mean she has to nurse the baby for full 2 years, according to Rav Ashi. It means that 1 day has to be within the first 2 years. La Puki, La Achad Shtei Shonim Deloy, as opposed to if she nurses him for 1 day after 2 years, no, that's not considered she has not been behind this time.
Obviously, because he doesn't need it after 2 years.
Not necessarily. We learned in Ksuvus that a baby can nurse even until 4 or 5 years old, and if they're sickly, even longer than that. Normally, babies were weaned at 2 years old, but it didn't necessarily have to be that they're weaned dabka on their second birthday. So if she nursed him at some point after he turned 2 years old, even nowadays, I mean, it's not very common. It's not very common. The Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in a tshuva that it's actually pretty rare nowadays for women to nurse much more than 12 months in Western countries. Fine, but you know, every so often, you hear of women whose babies are old enough to make a bracha before they nurse. You know, so yeah, you know, so it happens. So that's the point. What the Mishnah is saying is, according to the Chachamim, if it's after any day after the 2 years, or according to the Yod, any day after the 18 months, no good. And the Gemara says, I have another contradiction. The Mishnah continues, the Mishnah continues that if you specifically mentioned you should serve my father for 2 years, or or that you nursed my son for 2 years. So he said, if the baby dies during that time, or the father says, I don't want her to serve me, and there was no hakpada, there was nothing that she did to get him upset, Ada get. So the Tanakhama had said, it's not a get. So according to Rava, what's the difference between the Reisha and the Sefer? The difference is Reisha but the Parish, Sefer to Parish. The Reisha is talking about he didn't specify an amount of time. And therefore, if the baby dies during that time, then it doesn't matter. The Tanai has been fulfilled up to that point. Again, according to Rashi, she at least had to nurse him for 1 day for the Tanai to be Niskayim. According to Rava, it all fits. And then the Sefer would be talking about, he specifically mentioned 2 years, so it's asked after 2 years, not no less. El Rav Ashi, Maishna Reisha, Maishna Sefer. According to Rav Ashi, what's the difference between the Reisha and the Sefer? According to him, either way, regardless if you call Stam Nami Kimafarish, even if you just said Stam, it's Kimafarish Yom Echadrami, is the equivalent of saying 1 day. Okay, so Rashi says, so here's where Rashi and Tosfos disagree on what the Gemara's question is. Again, Rashi had learned before that for the Tanakhama, you have to have done it for 1 day in order for the get to be chal. If the baby died before you even had a chance to do it one time, then it's no good. So the question then is, Tosfos disagreed with that and said even if the baby died before she ever nursed him, or the father died before she ever served him, it's still good because he didn't specify. Yeah. So, according to Rashi, then the question on Ravashi is that if the Mishnah is implying in the first part that she only has to do it for 1 day during the 2 years, obviously it means that she did it for one day, but if she didn't do it at all, it wouldn't be good. So why are we saying Harei Zeket? None of the Tanai was in the sky, according to Ravashi. According to Ravashi, you have to have at least 1 day there. Amos Kimafarish, you have Echad.
Whatever, a few hours.
Okay, so but whatever, you didn't have any amount before she ever nursed him. Yeah. According to Tosfos, the question is differently. Where he specifically mentions 2 years according to Rava, then it's not just a matter of Harvacha, then it's a matter of Lefa'ura, then it's a matter of he's trying to do it in order to burden her with it. According to Ravashi, though, in both cases there's Mefarish. Even the Farish Yamechad is Niskaven Latzura, he means to burden her with it. So even if he died, it shouldn't be a valid get because she didn't do it at all.
Yeah.
And the answer is Kasha. It's a Kasha on Ravashi. So based on that, there are Rishonim who say that means evidently the halacha must be like Rava, because the Gemara left Ravashi with a Kasha. On the other hand, there are other Rishonim who say, no, Kasha means we didn't slug him up totally. Maybe he would have some way of fanfaring the Mishnah, according to his Shita. We can still pass him like him. And in fact, the Rambam actually passed him like Ravashi.
The Rambam passed him like Ravashi. What's the point?
Because, okay, we had a Kasha on him, but still, a Kasha is not a Chirpta. Turn up on him. Braise says, if a husband says to his wife, here's your get on condition that you serve my father for 2 years, or on condition that you nurse my son for 2 years, then even if the tnai was not fulfilled, it's still a valid get. So the mayor says, yes, but you still don't have the negative. We learned yesterday that according to the mayor, you always need a tnai kofel. According to Rav Meir, Rav Meir is the one.
Yes. But others?
No, everybody else disagrees with him. He didn't say if you serve him, if you don't serve him, if you nurse him, or if you don't nurse him, give it a mayor. Also, Mepharshim point out, of course, there would also be the issue of, we had learned yesterday, you have to be tonight, Torah, and Lamaisa. You can't say really harayta gittich on condition that such and such. So okay, you're supposed to do that. However, we also learned yesterday that Rambam holds that if you say, if you do almanas, then you don't need all the other mishpatei tznayim. You don't need all the rules of tznayim. Now the Rambam holds you don't need tznay kofel in that case. I mean it's brought in Shulchan Aruch as well. Like I say, there are other rishonim who disagree with the Rambam, but our Gemara seems to be a bit of a support for that, because we see that if he's saying almanas to sham shizaba, you do have to have the double expression where you don't have to have tznay kofel and paisa. Okay. Yeah. The Chum say no. If the Tanai was fulfilled, it's a valid get. If not, it's not a get. Reb Shimon Gamliel comes in and says, you know, there's no place in Tanakh where we find Tanai that is not doubled. Well, what does that mean? One way of understanding what Reb Shimon Gamliel is saying is that he's saying it against Reb Meir. The other is that he's to argue with Reb Meir. The other is he's saying it to argue with the Rabbanan. Namely, throughout Tanakh, whenever you find a condition, there's always a positive and a negative. Not just by Bnei God and Bnei Reuven, but also, for example, over and over in the Torah, if you keep the mitzvahs, you'll have bracha, instead of you don't, then the opposite. In Nach, im Tovu Shmaten Tuva Or Techelu, im Loi Cherev Tuuklu. You have like that throughout Tanakh. There's always the Ebishter makes promises. This will happen if you do this. This will happen if you don't do this. Then something else will happen. Therefore, V'havelu Shnei Sum Abayim Kechad. So what you're left with over here is you have two, or actually many more than two, psukim that teach you the same thing. Now, we've learned before, we've learned about this in various places, I think we learned about it in Yevamos and then elsewhere, that when you have two psukim that teach us the same din, and ksubas, actually, I think we learned it, and then we had it in the whole sugya, I think, of Kol Mibid Rabamineh, that if you have two psukim that teach you the exact same din, and there's no particular reason if you have one pasuk that teaches you a din, fine, Mibinyan of Mikasav Achad, you derive from that to everywhere else. If you have two psukim that teach you the exact same din, and there's no reason to say we couldn't have learned one from the other, then what it means to imply is only in those cases does it apply. And Yuma also we have this.
If it was one,
then we can learn it for all cases, for all similar cases.
Two,
if it's two, then it means only those two. It's only those two, because if the Torah meant it to apply to everywhere, it would have just said it one place and
wouldn't
divide.
Twice.
Many places you have, again, you have B'nei Gadu, B'nei Ruven, B'chol Kosei, Tisavoy, all over Tanakh, in many places where you have a Tanai like that that's given as a positive and a negative. So one way of looking at it is with Shimon Gamliel by pointing out, look how many places in Tanakh you have such a thing, he means to imply. So this whole concept of a Tanai Kofel only applies in those places. You cannot deduce from it for other cases. Whenever you have two psukim that teach you the exact same thing, you can't learn from them for other places. Unless, okay, so we have, you know, we learned about Shnei Ksuvim Abayim Kechad, if there's some reason that you couldn't have learned from one to the other, if there's some unique thing about one din or whatever that you couldn't have, then yes, but otherwise, no. V'ekidami l'Rabbanan Kamilahu, the other way of looking at it is that Reb Shimon Gamliel is saying to the Rabbanan, you're saying you don't need a Tanai Kofel, why not? V'hacha Kamilahu, he's saying, Ein l'cha Tanai v'kshivak Ksuvim v'kshayin a Kofel, v'kamin in minayu. According to the second version, we would say, no, we do learn from them. Because, why would that be? Rashi explains, and then Tosus expands on it a little bit, that, and Gemara explains in Kedushin, in each of those cases where the Torah gives us a Tanai Kofel, there's a specific reason it had to tell it. We could not have learned one from the other. So it's not Shnei Ksuvim Abayim Kechad. That's the other way of looking at it.
Is that correct?
Well, that's it. There's two different ways of understanding what Reb Shimon Gamliel is saying.
Is it correct, the fact that we could not...
So that's when we learn in Kedushin. We'll go through the details, but Reb Meir at least holds that you couldn't have deduced one from the other, and therefore they're not Shnei Ksuvim Abayim Kechad.
One way
of looking. Yeah. Hey, Uraminu, the Gemara says, now I have a contradiction to all this. A Braita says, Hareza Gitech HaManasher Tisham Shiyas Abba Shtei Shonim. Here's your get on condition that you serve my father for 2 years. HaManasher Tinikyas Kini Shtei Shonim, or on condition that you nurse my son for 2 years. The Braita says, Mesa Abba Mesa Ben Ena Get, Devi Reb Meir. So if the father dies or the child dies, it's not a get, says Reb Meir. V'chomrem, Ach Apishle Niskayim HaTnai. Even if the Tnai was not Niskayim, the Chachamim are saying, Yechovah Yishtoma, she can say, basically, it's not my fault that tonight is not being Niskayim. Fine. Give me your father. I'm available to serve him. He's not available because he's dead. Or he doesn't want me. Not my problem. Or give me the child and I'll nurse him. Again, it's not, the akava is not hers. Yeah.
So what? The child is still not.
Well, that's what the Rabbanan are arguing. The problem with that is Kasha did a mayor, I did a mayor, Kasha did a Rabbanan, I did a Rabbanan. There's a contradiction between the two statements of the mayor and the two statements of the Rabbanan. The previous Braisa, we said that the mayor had said that it's all okay because it wasn't a double Tanai anyway. And then Rabbanan are saying, and the Rabbanan were saying that only if the Tanai is in the sky, is it good, if not, then not. Here they're flipping around their opinions. The mayor doesn't seem to be caring about Tanai Kofel. And the Rabbanon seems to be saying, the Rabbanon, no, not that they care about the Tanai Kofel, but they're saying it doesn't matter whether the Tanai was in the sky, as long as it wasn't prevented from happening. What was the word you used in the Mishnah?
Kind of
Tanai. Yes. So that's contradiction, what they said in the previous Braisa, that only if the Tanai is in the sky, is it a get, and if not, then not. Yes. Okay. Rav Meir like Kasha, so we can say the two statements of Rav Meir don't contradict each other. Fine, the previous Braisa is he didn't actually say the double tonight. In our Braisa, he did. Okay, the Braisa doesn't spell out. You need the positive and the negative. In other words, in our Braisa is mentioning the general thing that he said that I'm giving you this get on condition that you serve my father. But we can implicitly understand in the second Braisa, Rav Meir could be saying that since we know he needs a Tanai Kofel, fine. Implicitly in the second Braisa, it would have to be that he said if you serve my father for 2 years, then this will be a valid get, and if not, then it won't.
It was just a minute
for brevity. Yeah. But the Rabbanon and the Rabbanon like Asher, what about the Rabbanon is not a contradiction to the Rabbanon? Because Man Chachamim, the Chachar, Shem Gamili, because the Chachamim of the second Braise is not just the Chachamim generically, it's specifically the opinion of Shem Gamil. He says that if you have the Tanai has not been fulfilled, what's the word you used in the Mishnah? Akava, you used the hindrance, that was the word. Hindrance, yes. Any hindrance that's not because of her, it's still a valid get. Good, in this case, the hindrance is not from her. Your father's not available, he doesn't want me, he's dead or whatever. Not my fault. Same thing with him. If the husband says to the wife in front of two Edim, here's your get on condition that you serve my father for 2 years, but he didn't yet give her the get. What he was saying, in other words, basically is, okay, so Rashi learns that the situation over here is, he didn't actually give her the get yet. He said, when he's writing the get, he said in the presence of Adam, you should know, when I end up giving her this get, I intend to give it to her with this tonight.
What's obviously the get?
Here's your get. I'll manasseh the sham here, but he's not actually giving it to her yet. Because obviously once he gave it to her, then that's it. Then, when he actually gives her the get, when he's doing it in front of Edim Asira, he says to her in the presence of two Edim, here's your get on condition you give me 200 zuz. It means his second tonight does not cancel the first one. But it also doesn't mean it adds to it, because if it adds to it, he would have said so. If he meant to be mevatel the first one, he would have explicitly been mevatel it. If he meant to add to it, he would have said so. Therefore, she can do one or the other in order for it to be a valid get. Either
he's giving her the option, in other words.
Yeah, he's giving her the option. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, this is, by the way, how Rashi learns it. There are other Rishonim who learn differently. There are other Rishonim who have a problem with it. Why should the first Tanai be in effect at all? I mean, the fact is, the Tanai was not said at the time of the Masira. Why should we even think the first Tanai has any validity? Okay, so that would be how you find for Rashi's explanation. But there are other Rishonim who learn that, no, what it means is he made the Tanai when he first sent off the get to her, before the get was active. He sent the get, yeah. He sent the get through a shliach or whatever. Oh, no, it doesn't even have to be. Sorry, no. According to those who are showing him, what it is he gave her the get based on the Tanai, the working for my father for 2 years. Any time before that Tanai in the sky, he has the ability to make another Tanai that doesn't cancel the first one, but gives an option instead. So he gave, according to those who are showing him, that's how it is. So he can give her the get, Amanasha to Shamshi Asaba, later on, after she receives it, but before the Tanai has fully been the sky, so the get has not been completely chal yet. When it's chal, it'll be retroactive, fine, but Meanwhile, during that time, according to them, he has the ability to say, you know what, instead of Mishacham Shiasaba, if you want, you can do 200 zuz instead. Okay, but that's how many Rishonim learn. They don't like Rashi's explanation. Okay. But what if he says in front of two people, here's your gift on condition you give me 200 zuz? Then in the presence of two other eidim, he says 300 zuz. And then it means his second statement canceled out his first statement. Doesn't mean that she then has to give him 500 for it. It means he's saying, never mind 200, I want 300 instead. But then all she has to give him is 300. The Ramah, by the way, says the other way around also. If he were to say 300 and then 200, would also mean that all she has to give him is 200. The chiddush of it is, as the Rishonim explain on the Ramah, is the Ramah, by the way, is not the Ramah on Shulchan Aruch, but the Ramah, what does it stand for? Rav Meir Halevi, one of the Rishonim. Yeah. What? With a hey, yeah. Yeah. So the chiddush of it is, if he said 200 and then 300, fine, he wants to make the Mishnah better for himself. There's no reason for him to cancel the first Mishnah if he's only adding another 100 to it. You would think, if he says 300 and 200, you would think he has to explicitly cancel the 300 in order to say 200. And if he says not, maybe it does mean 500. No, the point is that Amai is saying that it's still, you just go with just 200. Because that was a lot of Achmanim. The Ein Echad Min Rishonim, the Echad Min Achronim Mitzarfin. The Braisa finishes off, one of the Edim from the first pair and one of the Edim from the second pair cannot combine together. So the question is, Aheya. What part of the Braisa is this last statement referring to? Elam Asefa, is it referring to the Sefer? Of course you can't have one of the Edim who wrote 200 and one of the Edim who wrote 300 can't combine together. The first Tanai is in Basel, we just said. Ela Aresha. So you're going to say it goes on the Resha. That is either this or this. Then the question is Pshita. Isn't it obvious that they can't combine together? They're saying two different Tanai. One Eid saying one Tanai, one Eid saying the other Tanai. How can you combine them together? The answer is Mount Tamer. You might think, yes, it's true they have two different tanoim, but nevertheless, there is, the get is going to be fulfilled using one or the other of these tanoim, so it should be considered like one big tanai, and therefore one aid of one half of it and one aid on the other half of it should be good enough. Kamashkamon, that's a chiddush, then not. Then not. There have to be two aidim who heard the same part of the tanai. Mishnah says, "How is it getich in levasi mishan bat shloshim yom? Here's your get, and it'll take effect on condition that I don't come back within 30 days." Now, this person was traveling back and forth from Yehuda in the south of Israel to the Galil in the north. He deal on tifras b'chazer. So now, if he came to Antifras and then returned bottle tnai, then its tnai is bottle. Okay, so Antifras, the Gemara is going to discuss it, but when we start off the Gemara, we're going to be starting with the assumption that Antifras is at the edge of the Galil. So therefore, it sounds like, so far, we're saying that once he came to Antifras, at the southern edge, when you're coming from Yehuda. It sounds like then what we're saying, that he's going from Yehuda to Galil. As soon as he comes to Antifras, which is the edge of the Galil, which is the southern border of the Galil, but he wasn't away for 30 days, and then he returned, then he would be mavatal to get. That's what it sounds like. We're going to see in the Gemara that that's not what the Mishnah means, but wait. What about the other way around? Which Rashi continues, and the point is also like this, that if he hadn't reached Antifras, which again, we're assuming Antifras is at the edge of the Galil, if he didn't reach Antifras, he came back. Later on, at some later date, he went to the Galil and stayed there 30 days. Then it would be a valid get. Because what is he saying? He's saying, if I don't come within 30 days, he doesn't mean the 30 days don't count from right now when I give you the get. The 30 days, we're assuming, count from when he first reaches the Galil. Well, the first time, he never even reached Antifras, which is presumably the edge of the Galil. Therefore, the clock hasn't started yet. The clock only starts when he reaches Antifras. That's what it sounds like. The other way around, maybe. Because that's what we're assuming. Okay. What if you have the opposite? He says, the get should only take effect if I don't return within 30 days. Now, this is a person who was doing the other way around. He lives in Galil and was traveling to Yehuda. So if he reaches Kfar Usnai and returns, which again the assumption we would make at this point is Kfar Usnai is on the edge of Yehuda. When you're traveling from the Galil, Kfar Usnai would be the first place in Yehuda that you come to. If he didn't reach there, Vachazer, and then he came back, and then he went at some later date, Bittel Tnoi, then Vigil of Kfar Usnai, sorry, he reached Kfar Usnai, Vachazer, and then he returned Bittel within 30 days. Bittel Tnoi, then it would mean he was in Vachazer, because he returned within 30 days. As opposed to if he never reached Kfar Usnai, and then at some later date he travels to Yehuda and is away for 30 days, then it would be Chalia. Next case, Harei the Gitach in the Bossi Mechan Ba'at Shloshim Yom. If he says, here's the get if I don't return within 3 days, V'hoya Holech L'medinat Hayam, he's going to an overseas territory, he's going to Chutz La'aretz, V'igil Akoy V'chazer, he reached Akoy, and then returned. And again, the Gemara's initial assumption is going to be that Akoy is already part of Medinat Hayam, it's already part of it's considered outside of Eretz Yisrael. Wait till we get to it in the Gemara. V'chazer, and then he returned, Vitol Tznoi, meaning V'apol Tznoi, again, meaning if he never even reached Akoy and then returned, then the clock hasn't started yet. What a fourth case, Harez Egitach Koz Mancha Eber Mekeneged Panayach, if he says, here's your get, it'll take effect, Koz Mancha Eber Mekeneged Panayach Shloshim Yom, if he just said that it'll be, in effect, if I leave from the presence of your face, for 30 days, we'll discuss in the Gemara what it means exactly on the face of it. It sounds like he means if I'm not around you any time in the next 30 days. But we'll see in the Gemara what it means. So even if he's coming back and forth during those 30 days, but since he was not in Yichud with her, he raised a get, then it's a valid get. Now how does that mean? If he's ever connected to Naif, that we'll discuss in the Gemara. Remember Dan Tifras the Golal Hava. Are you telling me that Antifras is at the edge of the Galil? Because that's how we explain the mission, that if he never even reached Antifras, the clock, the 30-day clock, hasn't started yet. What do you mean? You have a braisa that says the other way around. Antifras the Yehuda, Kfar Usnai the Galil. Antifras is actually at the edge of Yehuda. Kfar Usnai is at the edge of the Galil. Actually, in modern terms, actually, Antifras is they found a lot of ruins from the city, from Roman times, from earlier times, and the whole archaeological park of it. It's near Petah Tikva. It's in the south. It's in the southern part of Eretz Yisrael.
In Yehuda.
Yes. And Kfar Usnai, they found there was a Roman army camp or something, which they think is in pretty much the same area as Kfar Usnai. It's vaguely near Afula, so up in the north, kind of by the edge of what nowadays called the West Bank. No, it's not quite as far north as Nebla. Afula is like when you pass by the West Bank, Afula is like the first major.
Afula before the Golan.
I'm not sure which Afula you're talking about. The Afula I'm talking about is in the south central Galil. Maybe. Okay. Anyway. Okay. Beit Kayim, what about the area in between? Which the whole area in between, the whole what's nowadays called the West Bank, Matzilinoi to Lachumra. So if you only reach that point, then you have to make it Lachumra. So Megurashet Vein and Megurashet. She's divorced insofar as she's apostle to a Kohen, but she's not Megurah. Now she's not divorced in the sense that she can't get remarried. Because the point is that once he passed on Tifras, we're already at a place where it's a suffix, whether you can call it Yehuda or Galil, but he did return within 30 days, so therefore we have a suffix. So was he Mevapal Tznai or not? So anyway, so what does that mean? We have to understand the Mishnah differently. If Antifras is in Yehuda.
Now we're saying that one of the Tznai is enough. It's really two parts of the Tznai.
That's what Abaye is going to explain. Amar Abaye Tznai Tznai Kama. What it means, yeah, of course the Mishnah knows where Antifras and Kfarus Nai are respected. It's not arguing with the Braisa on the geographical locations. The Mishnah is telling us a case that were two different sort of overlapping Tznai. He says like this, Imatina Galil, if I live in Yehuda, if I reach the Galil, then it should be immediately take effect as a guest, even if I come back shortly afterwards. Also, if I remain on the road for 30 days, and I don't come back, also then also it should be a guest, even if I don't reach Galil. So it's one or the other, either if I reach the Galil or if I'm away for 30 days.
There's two conditions.
That's the point. Therefore, Igil Antifras v'chazar. So if he reaches Antifras, he's still all in Yehuda because Antifras is on the edge of Yehuda v'chazar, and then he returns the loy l'galil masav loy shtohuy nami shtohuy masav yomin. So then he did not go to the Galil because he was never anywhere near the Galil. He was only at Antifras, and he was not away for 30 days. Then bottle tnoi. Then his tnai is bottle. So now what we're understanding the Mishnah is differently, therefore. So now there's never a time, this get is bottle in the sense that there's no time at some later date that he's able to be Mekayim the Tanai. He only meant, unlike we assumed before that the clock is going to start whenever he reaches the Galil, now we're saying the other way around. The clock starts now, but it only includes this first trip. It does not include any subsequent trips, unless he said so. In this first trip, he never made it anywhere out of Yehuda. He wasn't away for 3 days. Nothing happens. Not again. Even if at some later date he goes, he passes on Tifras and is now in an area that could be called Sopik, whether it's the Galil, or he stays away for 30 days, too late.
And everything has to be done within the first trip.
Within the first trip, right. Yeah. And the same thing with, and the same thing, the reverse, the other way around, if he's coming from Galil to Yehuda, as far as Kfaris Na, yeah. The Mishnah continued here to give the Chimla Bossim Mikhan about Shloshim Yom. Hold on. Question is, we say that if he reached Akoi, then if he reached Akoi, then the get is, what do we say in the Mishnah there? We said that if he reached Akoi and returned, it's Tanai is bottle. So the question is, remember the Akoi of Medina Sayyam Taima? So you're telling me then that the Akoi is considered part of Medina Sayyam? Now, Rashi points out the obvious question is, Abaya just explained that the point of mentioning Antifras and Kfar Usnai is those are Antifras is still part of Yehuda, Kfar Usnai is still part of Galil. It's representing the utmost point where you've gone within your territory. Why is the Gemara all of a sudden asking now that Akoi sounds like part of another territory? The Gemara is saying, Rashi says, the Gemara is setting aside Abaya's answer. Okay, Abaya answered. Now we're returning to before we knew Abaya's answer. This is an earlier stage of the Gemara, basically. Because according to the original way we understood the Mishnah, Antifras was the edge of the Galil, and we said if he reached Antifras and returned, then originally when we assumed, before we knew the geography, when we thought that Antifras is at the edge of the Galil, and we understood the Mishnah to be saying that if he reached Antifras and returned, then the Tanai is bottled because the clock hasn't restarted yet. Based on that, we would understand the situation with Akoi the same way.
Meaning what? That Antifras.
Meaning just like we would think that Antifras is not part of Yehuda, we would think that Akoi is not part of Eretz Yisrael. The problem with that is, but Rav Safra tells us, when the Rabbanon would take leave of each other, when you had Chachamim from Medina Sayyam, from overseas territories, who would come to learn Torah in Eretz Yisrael, and they would return home, their friends did not want to leave Eretz Yisrael to see them off, because you're not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael except for certain specific purposes, as I was going to say. So therefore, the Akoi have a mystery. They would take leave of each other in Akoi. Because you're not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael to go to Chutzlar. Shows that it's part of Eretz Yisrael. Now, the Gemara could have answered, and in fact, Yerushalmi gives a somewhat similar answer, that Akoi, we learned at the beginning of the Masechta, when we talk about Akoi, as far as the limits, as far as Gittin, as far as Fanei Nechta, that Akoi has two parts. There's a part that's in Eretz Yisrael and a part that's in Chutzlar. However, since previously we explained the Mishnah to be, since Abaye previously explained the first part of the Mishnah to say that we mean that we meant that Antifras is the edge of Yehuda and Kfar Usnai is the edge of the Galil, therefore the Gemara would rather use the same, and there were two Tanayim, two different Tanayim involved, the Gemara wants to use the same answer over here. So Amar Abaye, Abaye answers the same thing. Shrei Tanayim Kamala, what he's saying is two Tanayim. If I reach Medina Sayyam, the get should take effect right away. Also, if I stay away for 30 days and I don't come, then it should be a get. Therefore, so if he comes to Akre and then returns, the loyal of Medina Sayyam, so if he came to Akre and then returned, he didn't go to Medina Sayyam, he wasn't away for 30 days, again, then bottle tnoi, it means his tnoi is bottle, and the get is no longer effective. That's the thing. If he had reached Medina Sayyam, if he had passed Akoi, so he's already in Medina Sayyam, or if he stayed away for 30 days, even in Akoi, the get would be bottled. But,
yeah.
These are two conditions. Okay. The Mishnah said, the Mishnah had said that if he says, here's your get, it should be in effect on condition that I stay away from your face for 30 days. So he said, even if he comes back and forth, it's still valid yet. Why? Behold, I offer. He didn't stay away for 30 days. What a point of my panayich kashmish. When he says called nanshaf having panayich, he doesn't mean that I don't see your face. Panayich is like a nice way of saying panim shal masa, your personal regions. So I stay away from those for 30 days. So if they don't have relations for 30 days, he was not mitziyachad with her, as the Mishnah said. Therefore, b'amai kordele panayich Mishnah mal yinoka. So why did he use the word panayich? Because he's using a nicer expression. That's one opinion. Rabbi Yechanan, I'm a lot of them panayich mamish. No, Rabbi Yechanan says it actually means if I don't see your face. Why? Mi katani hadreizim agudash. It's because, look, the Mishnah doesn't say that she's divorced. All the Mishnah is saying is hareza get katani. All we're saying is the get does not become possible as a get yoshan. Get yoshan, we talked about briefly earlier in the Masechta. We're going to talk about it much more extensively in the next parak. That a get yoshan is a case where a husband gives his wife a get, and afterwards they're in yichud together. The problem is, we learned back in the second tariff, the problem of it is, people might think, gita kodim luvna. If she ends up becoming pregnant one of the times when they're together, afterwards she has a baby, people though are going to look at the get and see the date on it is more than 9 months before the baby is born, they're going to think that she had the baby out of wedlock. Okay, it doesn't make the baby a mamzer or anything, but it's still, for that reason, we say that a get yoshin would be possible. So we said that a bonon passelet, not bottle, it's still a valid get, but yeah, but it's possible in that you shouldn't use it. So the point is, Rabbi Yechon is saying is, since they weren't in Yehud, it's not a get yashan. So in other words, hareza get doesn't mean that, right? So he gave her the get, Rosh Chodesh Iyar. 30 days are supposed to pass, so by, okay, let's use a Chodesh Moleh, rather, Rosh Chodesh Shvat gave it to her. Give it to Rosh Chodesh Shvat, but Rosh Chodesh Adar, if he stays away that entire time, it will be a get, no question about it. Meanwhile, you turn on Yud Shvat, on Chodesh Shvat, whatever, so the 30-day clock has never started, or it started but then was interrupted. However, those times when he's there in between do not make the get a get yashar because there was no yichud. Eventually, if the last time he shows up in town is, let's say, Chof Shvat, and then he's away until Chof Adar, fine, then it will be able to be in effect. That's what the Mishnah is saying.
But even if he didn't have relations with her and he came back, he was confused that it was not a get.
There won't be a get to be kodim luvna, because how are they going to have relations if they're not even in yichud?
But they're together, they live.
Yichud means that they're alone together without anybody being there. That raises the possibility of bia. If there was no yichud, if every time he saw her, there were always other people around.
I'm not
saying
if there was yichud.
The Mishnah is saying there wasn't. Let's review the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, "Hareza gitta kol zman she'ever mekneged panayich shloshim yom." That any time I'm away from your face for 30 days, ho yahol chabah, he's coming back and forth. Hovel and isyachadima. Since he was not in yichud with her, hareza get. So Rav Huna would understand it like this. Rav Huna would say, "She'ever mekneged panayich means if I go 30 days without having relations with you." Since he wasn't misyachad with her, obviously there were no relations. Therefore, the tenai was fulfilled, and the get is a get. Rabbi Yochanan would learn, no, it doesn't have nothing to do with bia, but it meant if I'm away, when I'm away for 30 days, it'll become a valid get. Meanwhile, though, the fact that in between, that during the first 30 or however many of his days, he's back and forth, that does not make it a get yashan, because there was no yashan. The 30-day clock will start from the last time he actually leaves and stays away 30 days. Tanya conversation of Yechanan, we learn a braisa in accordance with what Rabbi Yechanan says. The braisa says, if he says, "Hareza gitach kol zman she'ever mekneged panayach shloshim yom," here's your get, it'll take effect any time that I'm away from you for 30 days. He's going back and forth. Hogel and Isyachadima, hareza get. So far, that's the same thing as the Mishnah said. But now the braisa adds a detail, which is what fits with what Rabbi Yechanan is saying. Well, get yashan ain't choshin. We're not worried about it being a get yashan. Sharlein is yachadima because he wasn't in yichud with her. Now the question becomes, v'leichos shem apiyas, why aren't we concerned that he was in a fiasu, that he made up with her? Now, what does that mean? Rashi has one explanation of it, and a number of Rishonim have different other explanations. When we first learned about the concept of get yashan back in the second parak, we talked about Tosfos had an extensive discussion about it over there. Rashi said the problem with Shema Pius is what happens if he talked it over with her, he made up with her, And they were arguing, the passionate, that's why he wants to divorce her in the first place. He made up with her, and now he managed to be mafiachet with her. Later on, when he comes back, he's going to, or at least we have to be concerned, that might have been the case. Later on, when he comes back at the end of the 30 days, she thinks it's a valid yet, the husband is going to be maharo, the husband is going to object and say, wait a minute, I was mafiachet her. I was mafiachet,
I think it was a good guess.
Because she claims that he wasn't mafiachet her, and he claimed he was. He said, she said. Tosfos argues with that. Argues with that explanation of Rashi on a number of grounds. So Tosfos explains if he's the fire, he might be mevatel the get. He might be mevatel the get. No, so according to Rashi, it's not a matter of being mevatel the get so much. It's a matter of that it'll be a get yoshen. He will argue I was mistaken with her, therefore now it's a get yoshen and it shouldn't be used, and she will say he wasn't, and therefore it's still a valid get. One of Tosfos' objections is that a get yoshen is only you're not supposed to use it, but it's still a valid get. The all Gemara over here is saying ain't a get. What do you mean? What do you mean ain't a get? Ain't a get would mean it's not a valid get. Daraisa. It doesn't say ain't a get, but it says hareza get. It says it is a get, as opposed to the expression it is a get implies if we wanted to say that it's not a problem of that if we wanted to say it's not a problem of get yoshen. Then you wouldn't use the expression hareza is a get. It is a valid get either way. Get yoshen is a valid get. It's just not supposed to be used. Midar rabbanan. That's why Tosfos explains rather that shem apiyus means he might have been mevatel the get.
Right?
No, in front of edim, whatever. But however you mevatel the get. But within that there's actually there's another opinion of Rabbi Hananel that says we learned about the concept of being mevatel the get. We talked about you can be mevatel that I don't want to use this get. But he has maybe the option of reusing it later, versus where he's mafasal the actual get, and then it becomes worthless. That's another explanation of Shem Apiyus as well. That's another explanation of Shem Apiyus, yeah, then why aren't we concerned about that yet?
But I mean, in the strict meaning of Shem Apiyus,
it means he may have made up with her.
And then what?
That's the question. So either he made it a get yoshin by being misyachet with her, or he was mafasal it. Amar Rav Baruch Huna, Hachi Amar Abba Mori Mishmei Rav. This is my father, my teacher, which is Rav Huna. This is what he said in the name of Rav. But Omer, the case has to be where he says, and then Asolai Loimer Shalai Bossi. It has to be that the husband says when he makes the tnai, I'm making the tnai and I'm giving her the get, based on the understanding that I will believe her implicitly that if she says I didn't come, then I didn't come. That's the point. In other words, he's saying that if it should happen later on, let's go with Rashi's explanation, for example, about the matter of Yichud. Later on, eventually, he's going to claim at some point that came back, that was misyachet with her. Therefore, it's a get yoshen. She's going to say no. If when he lechatchila gives the get, says, you know what, I'm giving it, saying that if I'm not here within 30 days, then it should be a get. I am accepting implicitly that if she says I wasn't here, then fine, I wasn't here.
Even if I was,
yeah. So therefore, in other words, I'm not going to be ma'arer against it. I'm not going to argue with the get. Yeah, sure. Yeah. Okay.
So then it is a get.
So then, then we don't have to worry. Shem appears. Same thing according to the other explanations that he won't have been able to build the ma'akolot, etc. Another version of this discussion is that it refers to our Mishnah, not to the Braisa that Rabbi Yochanan that we quoted in support of Rabbi Yochanan, but rather to our Mishnah. The Mishnah had said, the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah says that if the husband says, here's your get, it should be in effect if I don't return within 12 months. Well, Mes says, Yubis Chodesh, and he dies within the 12 months. Hareza get, we say it's a valid get. Then the question is also related to Shem Apiyus. Why aren't we worried? Why do we say it's a valid get? Meaning, in other words, she doesn't need Chalitza, etc. She doesn't need Chalitza or Yibum. Why don't we have to worry Shem Apiyus? Maybe at some point during the 12 months, he was Mephias, and again, according to Rashi, he was Mesiachet, or he was Mavasal the get, or whatever it is. And on that, we would say, same idea would be that he said to begin with that I'm willing to trust her if she says I wasn't here. So what's the difference? If we say that this discussion, that this question, and the answer of Rav, of Rav Huna is referring to the next Mishnah, then how much more so it should apply for the case of the Braisa? In the case of the Mishnah, it didn't say anything about him traveling back and forth. It just said, if I don't come within 12 months, the Braisa actually mentions where he's going back and forth. So how much more so in the case of the Braisa? Then we would say if when he doesn't come, then we're worried Shem appears, unless he says, Nan Menasalai, in the Mishnah, when he said 12 months. And we, he has to say Nan Menasalai in order for not to have the problem that it might be a get yoshit or whatever. They might have written the fires. How much more so in the Braisa where he's actually coming back and forth? We need that snipe to have been made to begin with.
And we would not have thought that by reading just the Braisa?
No, we wouldn't know without the Braisa. That's the question. We would have the Braisa in the Braisa. We'd have to ask Shem appears, and we'd have the answer.
And
it's well, that's, we have to understand. That's the only way to understand the Braisa. Manda Machin La Braisa, whereas if we say that the discussion and the question and answer went on the Braisa, Avala Masnis and Holoy also, then we'd say we don't need it in the case of the Mishnah. If he died within the 12 months, we never saw him in town, we don't have to be worried, Shem appears. Because in the case of the Braisa, we know he was coming back and forth. So we have the question, Shem appears. In the Mishnah, if he said 12 months and he never came back within the 12 months, then we don't have to worry, maybe he came back secretly. People don't usually come back secretly. So therefore, then we don't even need him to have made that tonight to begin with. We can take her at her word that he was never there within the 12 months and that it should be a valid get.
Why was this?
Because we never saw him in town. Oh, yeah, ho-lucho-ba, the Braisa, then yeah. Mishnah says, Hareza gitchim le-bosim mikhan bad yudvus chodesh. If the husband says, here's your get, on condition that I don't come within 12 months, or Mester says, yudvus chodesh, and he dies within the 12 months, ain't a get, then it's not a valid get, because he meant, it implies that it only takes effect after the 12 months. Well, after the 12 months, he's dead, ain't get la-chamisa. But if he says that should take effect as of now, if I don't return within 12 months, and he dies within 12 months, then it is a valid get, because then it takes effect retroactively to when he gave it to her. Incidentally, the Rambam describes that this is a common situation that you might want to do in order, if you have a guy, for example, who knows he's going, let's say, on a dangerous trip or what have you, he wants to divorce his wife conditionally so that if he's missing an action or whatever, she doesn't stay in Aguna, but he doesn't actually want to be divorced from her. This is a valid way. I mean, this is a common way that a person might make tonight in order to avoid the issue. I mean, because this way, even if he dies within 12 months, the maximum she has to wait is 12 months and then she's good. Committee of the Mishnah. Imloy Bossi Bikanbad Yirbis Chodesh Kisvu Tznu Get Leishti. What happens if he says, if I don't come back within 12 months, then you should write a get and give it to my wife? So then Kosvu Get the Sot Yirbis Chodesh Leishti. Whoever, the Shluchim that he delegates it to. Cost will get the Sech Yubitz Chodesh if they wrote the get within the 12 months, but not to Lacha Yubitz Chodesh, and they gave it after the 12 months, ain't a get, and it's not a valid get, because he Dafka said, I want it to be written after the 12 months, and they changed what he said. What happens, though, if he says, write the get and give it to my wife if I don't come within the 12 months? So then if they write the get within 12 months, and so then if they write it within the 12 months and give it after the 12 months, ain't a get, then it's not a get. Because the reason is different. The reason is, because again, we're talking about that he died within the 12 months. So if he says kisvu tznu get, if he says if I don't come back within 12 months kisvu tznu get the ishti. So if they wrote it during the 12 months, they can't give it after the 12 months. After he's dead already, and get la chamisa. But if he says kisvu tznu get the ishti, and the bottom can't be yud chodesh, kosvu b'sech yud b'chodesh v'nos nalach yud b'chodesh. So again, if they write it within the 12 months and give it after the 12 months, ain't a get, and it's not a valid get. Rabbi Yosi Omer kazeh get. Rabbi Yosi would say that is a valid get. Because we learned the other day, Rabbi Yossi says, Zman is your shtar mechiyacholo. You can look at the Zman of the shtar, it takes effect as of then. Writing a date in a shtar is the equivalent of saying me'achshav. Good, so when they wrote it, then it takes effect as of then. Yeah.
As of when?
As of when it was written, retroactively. So he was still alive at the time. Kos v'lacha yubiz chodesh v'nos v'lacha yubiz chodesh. If they wrote it, In these first two cases about kisvu tznu get leishti, it is because they changed things around. Rabbi Yossi would say kazeh get, because if he had said if I don't come then you should write and give, then it means only write it if I'm not back within 12 months. by putting kisvu tnu first. It's not a matter of zman hashtam achiyacholav. It's a matter of Rabbi Yossi says, because he said, write it and give it if I don't return, he means you can write it even now. Only give it if I don't return within the 12 months. Therefore, he says kazeket. Now, kosvu l'acha yubit chodesh v'nosa l'acha yubit chodesh umes. What happens if they wrote the get only after the 12 months, and they delivered it only after the 12 months, but he died? He might get kodon misahare the get. So if the get was written before he died, then it's a valid get. Or if it's delivered, rather, before he died, then it's a valid get. The misa kodmala get ain't a get. If he died before the get was written, then it's not a get. So then get laka misa. And then he didn't say ma'akshav. If you don't know which one came first, Zuisham Magureshes and Magureshes, this is the case where she's doubtfully divorced, and again would need chalitza, and she'd be also to a kodon and so forth. Umas et tana. Rabbi Senu hitzigua linase. Rabbi Senu allowed her to remarry, even in the case, in the first case of the Mishnah, where he said that if I don't come within 12 months, and he died within 12 months, ain't it get. Rabbi Senu allowed her to remarry anyway. Who was Rabbi Senu? Man Rabbi Senu. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. We learned this the other day. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Beit Din of the Shabru Mishnah. This is the Beit Din of Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, the ones who were matter goyish oil. So to argue with our Mishnah, why? Because they hold like Rabbi Yossi, that you look at the time in the shtar. So therefore, in other words, as we learned the other day, even if he doesn't say me'achshav, the fact that a time, that a date was written on the shtar, and again, we talk about the various possibilities over there, how a get always has to have a date anyway, how that
would be. Any other condition
that they didn't have. Yes. So even if he didn't say me'achshav, according to Rabbi Yossi, it's considered as if he said me'achshav. We said according to the Pnei Yeshua, because he says Mehayom Alacha Mizah. He says Mehayom Imati. He doesn't say Mehayom. He says Imati. We said Imati can have a double meaning. The fact that you have a date in the Shtar tells us to mean retroactively. Now, fine. There's a similar. So you have that. You have fine. Okay, but it's still you have the other explanations. He could have just written a year and said he wrote an exact date. Whatever. Anyway. So Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, the son of Rabbi Gamliel, the son of Rabbi, passed him like this, that she should be mutter. But all of his group of Chachamim did not agree with him on this. Others say that all his time, meaning throughout his life, they didn't agree with him on it. So, no, well, in other words, they held, like the Mishnah says, ain't it yet? Not ain't aguna, not she's an aguna. It would mean that she can do yivum, or she could whatever. She's an amana. She's an ordinary amana, but not a grusha. So she should be considered an amana then, because the get never took effect before while he was alive. Yeah, so they didn't agree with him. Pashtus, I guess, in order for it to have been Rabbi Senu to make the Takana, I guess the Gemara doesn't necessarily mean that all of them disagreed with him, because then how would it have ever become a din? The Pashtus, what it means is that some of them agreed with him enough to be able to give out the psak, but not all of them.
Even though we don't know for sure he passed away?
We know he passed away within the 12 months. That's the thing. The Mishnah is telling us that if he passed away within the 12 months, even though, obviously, he's not going to return at the end of the 12 months, so the Tanai is Niskayim, but ain't get lachamisa. The get is only taking effect when, he didn't say me'achshav, he just said it takes effect in 12 months. In 12 months, he's dead. Rabbi Seinu, based on Rabbi Yossi, is saying, Zmanesh or Shtam, Achiyacholav, that you look at the date, and you say, having written a date is the equivalent of saying me'achshav, therefore we're good.
That's applies to a case where we know that he's not doing it in 12 months.
Yeah. Well, if he didn't die during the 12 months, all the better. No. The case where it's suffix is where we don't know whether they wrote the get and delivered it while he was alive or not.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, fine. I mean, if 12 months passed, he didn't come back, the get takes effect anyway. Regardless. That's the point. But then the difference is, if the get has taken effect, then she'll be a grusha. She won't need chalitza or yibum. If not, then she's going to need chalitza or yibum.
If they don't know during the 12 months, and then they find out after the 12 months that he passed away, what's the status?
So then, according to the Mishnah, if the get is only supposed to take effect after 12 months, then it never had a chance to take effect, and get lachamisa. So she's an almana.
She's an almana.
According to the Rabbi Senu, which is according to Rabbi Yossi, she'd be a grusha. Amalei Rabbi Elazar lahu sava. Rabbi Elazar asked a certain old Talmid Chacham, who had been part of the Beis Din or whatever when Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya decided this. Kishuri Suah, when you said that she's mutter to remarry, And not mutter to be married. That she's mutter, in other words, that she's a grusha, she doesn't need chalitza. Did you say she's mutter immediately or only after the 12 months? Did you say she's mutter right away at the halal also? Because we know he's not going to return after. We know he's not going to return after 12 months because he's dead. No, forget about after the fact. No. We're not talking about a suffix over here. Everybody's in town. He left town. He left town. Fine. He said, if I don't come within 12 months. We found out a day or a couple of days later, after he died, that he's dead. That's not the issue. The issue is the Mishnah is saying because the get is only supposed to take effect 12 months from when it was delivered, and during that time we know he died, then that's it, ain't a get. Rabbi Sanu are saying it's a get because mana for shtam achiyah halim. Does that mean? So if he gave her the get, okay, so he gave her the get, Rosh Chodesh Nissan. So if I don't come back within 12 months, he dies Rosh Chodesh Iyar, or Sivan, or what have you. We know that he did. It's not that we have a suffix when he died. We know he died. We know he died. The question is she mutter right away because he's dead? We know he's not going to return at the end of 12 months. Or do we have to wait for the 12 months before we say that the get has actually been, that the Shnai has to be fulfilled in order for the get to take effect?
There's no get of
Rabbi Seinu are saying that the Me'achshav, but we still have a T'nai, that it takes effect after 12 months have passed. So that's the question. Did the 12 months get cut off by him dying or not? Do you still need the full 12 months?
Do they hold by Engesach?
Everybody holds Engesach. The question is, still, you had a T'nai 12 months. You have to wait full 12 months. So the Alter Shrisua de Holo Hossi, because we know he's not going to return, because that's when the T'nai is this guy. So you want to ask about the Tzibor Limas Nissen? Why is Rabbi Elazar asking this person how Rabbi Yehuda Nasi is based in Paskin? Just ask based on the Mishnah. When the Mishnah says Me'achshav and Le'bosim V'Kanban Yud B'Zchodesh, if he actually explicitly says Me'achshav and acts 12 months and he dies when the Mechshav says Yud B'Zchodesh, how does he get? You can also ask Alter Havi D'Holo Osi or Jumal Achal Yud B'Zchodesh Do'i Timeless. No, you can ask the same question on the Mishnah. And so it's Enochanami, yes, it's true. Rabbi Elazar could have asked on the Mishnah itself. He asked this person because he was actually there when they passed in on the subject. So it's better if you don't have somebody who's there in person, fine, you may as well ask on the Mishnah. But if you have somebody who was there in person when they passed in on this subject, you can actually ask him, what did you hear? You have personal, first-hand information what they did, so what did they decide? Not any more than the others. I'll tell you though, the Yerushalmi, before we finish, the Yerushalmi has an interesting take on Rabbi Elazar's question. It's not just a matter of what is sign of sky or not. If he mentions that if I don't return within 12 months, it should be a get, and he dies within 12 months, the question might be, what if he has Tchias Mason during those 12 months? So before we should say, why don't you say any case of an almona, any case where a woman's husband died, why don't we say there might be a...
Right.
The difference is because there's a cost of once the husband dies, the woman is mutter to marry. In this case, specifically, if he specifically mentions 12 months, maybe then we have to, that's what Rabbi Elazar is asking, maybe then we have to be concerned about the possibility of tchias mason. And that's why, and that would be another take on why he's on the question, do you have to wait the full 12 months or not? And tomorrow we'll continue the discussion about the 12 months or about the tonight or whatever tomorrow.